And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And who again do we have on the line? Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am here. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who are you again?
My name is Bobo Boutin, and I am playing in Les Georges Leningrad, most notorious, finest petrochemical rock band of Montreal.
Yes, indeed, Bobo. I first heard of you from a person in Seattle.
Seattle?
Yes, Laura Cassidy from the Seattle Weekly. She told me all about you. Somebody in Seattle told me about a Canadian band from Montreal.
Oh, yes. Someone from Seattle. Is it like a big fat girl, gothic girl, or something like that?
Not exactly. What sort of fans do you have in Seattle? What do you remember about playing Seattle?
Oh, as I remember, I think it is very, very young people. So that's why we try to play underrated shows in Seattle. But in Portland, it's very lame old people.
And
it's the opposite.
And you were...
We can't wait to go in Vancouver to see who is the fans.
You are coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada next week to the Media Club on the 29th. And actually...
Hello?
Bobo, are you still there?
Yeah, but the communication is complicated. Can you repeat the question?
It sounds like there's a lot of noise in the background. Can you move away from the noise, or is it hard to get away from the noise where you are right now?
I will try to get away the noise. Oh, the noise is getting away, I think. Okay.
Right now you are in Los Angeles.
Because I am in a big street. I think I cannot hear you. So maybe I can speak for hours and you can just chop the air.
We are live on the air right now here, Bobo. Can you go hide under a tree or something to hide from the noise?
Okay, under a tree, you said?
Hide under a tree or in a bush or something. Go around.
Okay, I'm going under a palm tree. Okay?
Okay.
I'm running.
Let's see. Do we hear any difference here from the noise? The noise is going down, Bobo.
All right, so I am under a palm tree.
It does sound a bit quieter now, Bobo. Bobo, tell me about growing up in Montreal. Were you a big fan of the band Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler?
I hated them so much. But first of all, I am not exactly from Montreal because I am from the country. I grew up on a farm in a city, in a town called Buckingham. But our singer, Pony P, was a big fan of Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler and the Abortion Team.
Now, Bobo, The Bloody Gashes. I was going to play some recordings by The Bloody Gashes. Were you in the band The Bloody Gashes?
Yeah, I tried several weeks to be part of the Bloody Gashes because I wanted to make love with the singer. And unfortunately, that doesn't work, so I just got out from there. But anyway, it was only to help them because they were in need of a big bodiless harm like me. But I was in Les Georges, so I cannot have two bands, you know.
Les Georges Leningrad have some great album artwork. Is any of that done by the band The Bloody Gashes, AIDS Wolf? Didn't the band The Bloody Gashes turn into AIDS Wolf and then do a whole bunch of great art, the Syrupop? Is your art by Syrupop?
No, my friend Edward, it's your host is doing the artwork. Like, I've done the first album and the last album, Sangue Puro, and Pony P, the singer, did the middle one, Black Eskimo. So we are doing everything by ourselves, and we don't want anybody to interrupt our things.
Because it does look very amazing, and it does share some similarities with some of the Syrupop stuff. Like, I was looking at the brand new Mastercraft CD and LP, and your artwork looks similar to that, so I thought that might have been the connection between the two. But you do it all on your own. Have you done artwork for any other bands at all, Bobo, from Les Georges Leningrad?
Me personally, no, but Pony P did something for Holy Mahler and X-Models and Erasirata also. But I'm only specifically working only for Les Georges to keep the spirit of, the aesthetic. I don't want to share the aesthetic with any other projects.
Bobo of Leisure, Leningrad, you're working your way up to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, where you are playing next Wednesday, the 29th, at the Media Club. How has the tour been so far? How are things going? Right now, you're in Los Angeles under a palm tree.
Yes, and I must say, Nodwar, that the tour is going very, very well, because you know what? Because we are touring with our very, very beloved friends of this band, this very beautiful petrochemical rock band called Duchesses, which is an amazing, powerful quartet. And so we are going everywhere with them, and we play all together, and it is a beautiful, organized psychosis. And I think every city has its special... special touch, you know, but we, like, Dallas is very weird to play, but Baltimore is even more fun. But in general, the tour is going very, very, very good.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad. Your Dallas gig, I read that Duchess said had an interesting gig. Duchess says had a good gig in Dallas. What was the Dallas Duchess show like?
In general, you mean?
Yeah, what happened? It seemed like it was an interesting experience. I read a few accounts of your Dallas show.
Yeah, but from my point of view, the Dallas, the Duchess experience is because they play with the crowd, and that's what I like about it, you know. The girl singer, Annie Claude, play a lot with the crowd, you know, and she makes tricks, and she is into National Geographic things, so she go into a very cryptic Amazonian buzz and everything. And then us, it's another thing, because it's more, we are maybe more ugly than them, but they are maybe, it's a whole chaos, I think, and that's what people like.
And people can judge for themselves when both bands come to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Duchess says are coming to Vancouver too, right, Bobo?
Yes, yes, and I think they have a lot of fans there because they already play the shows there. But for us, Nadra is the first time as Montrealers that we will play in our great country called the Dominion of Canada. Can you believe it?
British Columbia, Canada, November the 29th, Les Georges Leningrad and Duchess says at the Media Club. Now, Bobo of Les Georges Leningrad, how scary is Les Georges Leningrad? How scary is your band, Les Georges Leningrad?
Oh, it is scary as hell, my dear. It is very scary because you have to leave yourself going out of your head for a second and just feel how it is to regress, you know, as a human being, locked in a body, in a ugly body, you know. So we are more into creatures and mammals and critters and insects and cockroaches and bats and spiders. We ain't no human kindness, you know. We don't care about human behaviors and kindness. But we are very nice with the crowd and everything. But we are scary because it appeals some strange feelings that you have hidden under your bed. We are trying to getting you out of the closet, Nadwar.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada next Wednesday, the 29th of November. In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, to the Media Club. What does it take to scare Sonic Youth and La Tigra? What are Sonic Youth and La Tigra afraid of? Like, you've toured with Sonic Youth, you've toured with La Tigra. What are Sonic Youth and La Tigra afraid of?
Oh, to scare those people, it's kind of very easy because, first of all, to have very cheap gear is a point. And second of all, being very far away from politics and very far away from record collection and far away from music references in general, you have the second point then. And the third point, being very machistic and egocentrical, you have the third point. So they are, I think, with those 3 points, they can be easily scared. And I think that was our stories.
Bobo of Les Georges Leningrad, how are Miss Pussycat and Quintron doing? How are they doing? Because they're New Orleansers. How are they doing? Do you have any updates on Miss Pussycat and Quintron?
Oh, yes. Yes, my friend, because we went to New Orleans a couple of days ago, and I must say that it is a very Les Georges Leningrad's favorite American city. And we were not expecting to see them because we thought they were in tour and everything. And then I just went on stage, and when I saw Miss Pussycat and this tall, beautiful Mr. Quintron beside her. And finally, they are very, very super happy. They feel very well. They are working on their new album, and they are working on putting out the Spellcaster Lodge, reviving again. You know, they are, how can I say, when you wake you up, you know, after Katrina, you know, they just decided to make it better. That's what I love. And they are very in good shape. And the Spellcaster Lodge will be better than ever, I think.
So they're rebuilding the Spellcaster Lodge?
Yeah, they are rebuilding it. And I saw it. It was in a work in progress, and it was magic, completely magic.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, what do you think about all these British Columbia bands moving to Montreal or moving to Quebec? First off, we have the Unicorns or Islands. We have Wolf Parade. We have Shapes and Sizes, who just moved to Montreal. Dandy Wind, the Winks. What do you think about all these BC bands moving to Montreal?
Let me cuss a bit. I just want to say that I think it's too gentle. But they are doing their business, but it's too British Colombian good little good music, you know? And maybe that's good for our youth, but I can't really share the way they are doing their stuff. But I think it's perfect with the British Columbia image that I have in my head, you know, because it's a big cliche, you know, it's more gentle and it's more soft and nice and clean and everything. So they want to come in Montreal because it seems more open and everything. But that ain't no true. This ain't no true.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, a local band from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Canned Ham, says hi to you. They don't actually know you, but they actually stay at the same place you stay in Toronto. They stay with Trish and Mimi. Do you know Trish and Mimi in Toronto?
Oh, yes, a lot. The beautiful Trish and Mimi and their dog. And that's true. I say hi to Little Ham and Big Ham. I say hi to them. And, yeah. Those two girls are the nicest Toronto people I know.
Do you have people to stay with in every town, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad? Are there people that you can stay with in every town, or are you getting hotels?
No, we stay with people in every town, but personally I sleep in the van mostly all the time. But some cities, like Denver, it's always impossible to go sleep in somebody's house. It's impossible. Maybe two or three cities are completely closed to for having ugly people sleeping on their floor. So at this time, we just share and we take a motel room and we sleep in the motel room.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, you have the song Sponsorships. And I'm going to play the song Sponsorships. What would you like to be sponsored by? Or are you sponsored by? And have you seen bands that are sponsored?
I think I've seen Le Tigre sponsored by IBM or something. And I think I've seen, which is with Ben, the Locust are sponsored by Raid, I think, some things like that. Someone told me that, but I didn't knew if it was a joke or something, because I don't get jokes very much. But no, we are sponsored by we are not sponsored, I think. But we were talking about Jesus, I think, in this song.
Would you like to get sponsored, though? Because you guys have amazing outfits. What you guys wear on stage, and I guess off stage, is amazing. Would you like to get sponsored? And what outfits are you wearing on this particular tour? Is there that homemade bikini that Pony P wears? Is she sporting a homemade bikini?
No, Pony P is more like having a Flintstone kind of cave girl dress. And me and Mingo more like we have three different. We have the golden gay boys, and then we have the yellow and black motherfuckers, and then we have. I always have the creature with me, which is my favorite character, which is like only a leopard, a little slip, and very big muscles and big tattoos and a little mask and chains and a big skull and a buckle and boots, you know, it's full of sexual tension.
What are the other outfits? Can you describe the other outfits a little bit? Because part of Les Georges Leningrad, who are coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, next Wednesday, the 29th, and I'm speaking here to Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, is the look. Like, you look so amazing. Can you describe a bit more of some of the other outfits that you're wearing on this tour?
We have the Black Eskimo outfit, which is ironic, finally, because they are all white, and it's full of fur. Because I have to confess that I'm a pervert, so I love to wear fur. You know, I feel comfortable with it's fur, like it's fake fur, but it's still a fur feeling. Like right now, I have a big, I found a Davy Crockett hat, you know, Daniel Boone hat. So I'm touching my red coon tail right now. And sometimes on stage, we look like dead too. I have a dead man, kind of a zombie outfit. And it depends. We have the kind of French, disgusting French macho, Frenchman, not like Quebec, but disgusting Frenchman, you know, with the bread under the arm and everything. So we'll check this out.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, what cardboard cutouts have you brought with you? What cardboard cutouts? Because seeing pictures of you guys, it looks like there's cool cardboard cutouts behind you. Neat props. What sort of cardboard cutouts are behind you?
I will tell you as a little secret. It is two big, gigantic pipistrellus, which is the common bat of Canada.
Is there a special smell that goes with Les Georges Leningrad? Is there a pink peppermint smell that comes from Les Georges Leningrad?
What you mean by pink peppermint smells?
Yeah, is there a smell, a pink peppermint smell? I thought you guys are big into the peppermint smell. What is the Les Georges Leningrad smell, Bobo?
But I like your pink peppermint smell because it remembers me, my grandmother. But our smell, I would say, like, it's very easy to answer. It's a skunk smell.
Bobo, what would it take to get Godspeed You Black Emperor, a legendary band out of Montreal, to dress up? What would it take to get them to dress up?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a couple of Campari soda.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, what's your shortest song? What's the shortest Les Georges Leningrad song? When people come to the gig next Wednesday, the 29th, to see Les Georges Leningrad and Duchess Says at the Media Club, what is the shortest song that they're going to hear? What is the shortest song?
Oh, the shortest song, maybe it's the Here You Come, Hero. It's maybe 10-second song. And it's with keyboards and, you know, it's very, very short. But it's full of improvisation. Sometimes it's less than 10 seconds, but we do a lot of random songs. So we'll try to put out a lot of short random songs, if you want.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, what about handstands? That's important for Les Georges Leningrad, isn't it? Doing the handstands. Like, it's amazing, the handstands. You do handstands, don't you?
Yes, that's true, and I have a new way of doing the handstand, you know? I am now playing the keyboard with my head, while meanwhile doing the handstand.
Now, you go out and you dance to the opening bands, don't you, Bobo? Like, you dance to the opening bands. Like, you don't just hide backstage. You're dancing the whole night, aren't you?
Yes, that's true, but I wonder, how do you know that?
I'm just guessing that you go out there and you dance the entire time there.
Yeah, because you know why? Because doing a show for me, it's not like waiting like all alone in the lodging room. It's like you have to create a good evening and you have to create in some ways the chaos, you know? If you want to have a good chaos, you have to create it. Don't search for it or wait for it. Like... If you're really chaotic and open to happiness, you'll have to create situations. And for me, playing with our beloved friends, Duchesses, and having them playing with us, like, I like them a lot, so I just dance and, like, let the chaos start and grows inside me, and then I go on stage and I'm perfectly overwhelmed and oiled.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But does dancing to the opening bands ever cause any problems? For instance, didn't you break your foot while doing the worm?
Yeah. I broke my foot, but I was full of drugs and drunk. I was full of alcohol, and I wanted to make a big sabotage in my life, you know? So that was a special situation. It's not like this all the time, you know? I wanted to break my foot because I wanted, in some ways, maybe it seems like metaphoric or something, but I wanted to kill something that was inside me, and I didn't know how to make it out, so I decided to break my foot.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, didn't you have to go to Europe after breaking your foot? So you had to get a fill-in drummer, and then you had to make the fill-in drummer dress up like you? Was the drummer dressed up like you, and did you go to Europe with a broken foot?
Yeah, I did go. I was in Europe with the other drummer, and I was dressing up like perfectly like me, and I was giving him orders. And I was like, but I was playing with him only with my arms, but I was always like struggling against my, you know, I was feeling rage because that was my territory, you know, and it's not easy to share your territory.
What band was he from? His name was Jeremy, right? He filled in for Bobo. How hard was it to fill in for Bobo? How good a job did Jeremy do?
Oh, it was a perfect good job. But I had to accept that the sound, the true sound of Les Georges Leningrad was a bit modified because he had a jazz background, so sometimes it sounded more professional or fusional. But I accepted because it was only for 5 shows, and it changed our minds for a bit, you know. But now it's very good to be back with the good old primitive, like straight power drumming.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, winding up here, what other moves can you do? Like, you were doing the worm and you broke your foot. What other moves do you have? Do you do the worm? Was it the worm that you were doing? What other moves do you have? What other names of moves do you have?
I'm very fascinated with a kung fu technique called the monkey fighting, so which consists of being a monkey and eating everything you can as fast as possible. So I'm pretty into that. But Pony T said, after I broke my foot, she said to calm down a bit. But I realized that I can't, because I'm built this way, and I have lots of moves, like the ninja moves, and I love to jump into trees, too.
Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, what about record stores in Montreal? What do you think about the record stores in Montreal, namely Primitive Records or Les Pickup or Beatnik? What are those stores like in Montreal? If somebody was going to Montreal, what record stores would you recommend?
I don't really go to record store, but sometimes I like to listen to hardcore music, so that's why I go at Sonic's. Because he sells reprints and it's not expensive, so I can go there and buy a Reagan's Youth record or DRI or Corrosion and Conformity. So it's mostly my store when I feel to hear good hardcore music. But the other day I went in Pickup and Beatnik, and I found a jazz album.
Why don't you like Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler? Lastly here, Bobo from Les Duchess says Les Georges Leningrad contingent coming to Vancouver on November 29th. Why don't you like Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler?
But I remember growing as a very frustrated, angry punk rocker. I thought they were lame, so that's it.
Well, thanks so much, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad. Really appreciate you phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show here today, and you're coming again to Vancouver next Wednesday, the 29th. That's the 29th. The 29th. If it's not a Wednesday, it's the 29th. Whatever day the 29th is, you're coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, November 29th, to the Media Club with Duchess Says. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad?
First of all, I just want to thank you because I appreciate the way you are. And I heard one day, I heard an interview you did, I think, with Beck, and he was all frustrated, and I think it was the best thing on earth. And then after, I want to tell to people they should come around because I'm sure this is going to be a good, messy, unforgettable show because we are very ready because we were talking about the Vancouver show like last week and 2 weeks ago we were like, oh, Vancouver, Vancouver, Vancouver. So everybody is completely minded of like we just want to fuck shit up this night at the Media Blitz.
Well, thanks so much, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad. Really appreciate the kind words and keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-da-loot-do.
Oh, so goodbye, Nardwuar, and thank you very much and say hello to all your people.
Well, almost, Bobo. Do-do-da-loot-do.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Almost, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad. Do-do-da-loot-do. Almost? Bobo, are you there? That's pretty close. Two blows. Bobo, are you still there? Hello, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad. Very good. I'm hearing the blowing. Are you still there, Bobo from Les Georges Leningrad, coming to Vancouver the 29th of November? And do-do-da-loot-do. Now is he trying to say... Oh, Bobo, are you still... Oh, almost, are you still there, Bobo?
Ah, il se parle pas, ça.
Hello,
mais,
Bobo!
Il est fou en crise, il savait plein d'affaires.
Ouais, mais c'est que ça m'a dit
non,
qu'il
y avait
plein
d'affaires. Non, mais il m'a dit que je fais le Adstand, que je fais le Worm, je fais le Scorpion à Oshima.
Hello, Bobo!
À la chenille, puis c'était comme vraiment weird, là. Comme mon Adstand, ouais, c'est quoi les autres moves que je fais? Toi, tu vas te porter d'autres choses que toute ton affaire que t'avais faite en main, ta frappière, de la Tessimo, tout ça, tu sais, mais il était vraiment fucking crazy, là.
Hello, Bobo. It appears Bobo may have put down the phone. Well, thanks so much, Bobo, and do-do-da-loot-do. Yeah!